Here it is. From Say What You Will Radio, the Pops and Lone Show, live with your hosts, Pops and Lone.
Man. Well, should we get into the odd news, or should we just keep talking to the people that are in the chat room?
All two of them. We appreciate both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it, and let's break it down.
You know, it's a bad show when you can't even get your brother and sister-in-law to tune in.
Look, man, my people, they took off. I don't know. I mean, I know two people in here, and it's both of them. Oh, yeah.
He says, Pops, you've had a bad day. Well,
you know what?
That's right.
All's well that ends
I've
well.
I've had a bad week, Angry Conservative, because I was banned from YouTube. My other show was banned from YouTube, and I've been in YouTube jail now for a week. I'm finally out. Today's my last night.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I'm out of YouTube jail tonight. I can get back in doing my stuff tomorrow, but probably won't get back to Monday.
Back on probation.
Back on probation, yep. So they'll give me my $50 and tell me to go find a halfway house.
Right, and get you out of Folsom.
That's right.
All right. Man.
Well, anyway, let's get into it. What do you think?
What do we got today?
All right. He says, I watched the Rumble video. Oh, very good.
That.
Yeah,
support
very good. Yeah,
how you can.
I've got to get people over to Rumble, because YouTube, I can tell you this, Lo, I'm not going to last long over on YouTube. This is my second time I've been in YouTube jail. It's only a matter of time.
Man.
It's only a matter of time before they pull the plug on me for good. Yeah. Anyway, the first article. How about this one?
Okay.
Headline, woman sets husband on fire because she thought he poisoned her chicken wings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot to unpack. Because, like, okay, first off, what flavor of wings? Second off,
it doesn't matter.
Yes, because what kind of poison are you using in said wings, right?
There you go.
And then from there, you know, okay, why did she think this was the taste off? Were they undercooked, right? And then from there, it's okay, how did she get him to be flammable? Did she just set his clothes on fire? Did she pour gasoline?
You're talking a little bit like Forrest Gump.
You feel? I'm trying to find the solutions here.
A Milwaukee woman has admitted to setting her sleeping husband on fire because she believed that he poisoned her chicken wings, police said.
So she's thinking she's going down. She's like, I'm done. I'm out for the count. Let me light him on fire now.
That's right. Her name is Tuhansti. Okay. Listen.
I'm sure it is.
She's already upset.
Yep.
She's mad at life.
She's been mad for however long she's been on Earth.
Tuhansti. How would you say that? Tuhonsty. That's her name. Tuhansti Marie Smith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah.
They gave her the Marie Smith after that?
That's right.
You're going to, wow.
Yeah. Tuhansti Marie Smith, no relation, 29 years old, confessed to authorities that she had waited for her spouse to fall asleep to light his head on fire earlier this month at home in the Indaris Park neighborhood, news station WDJT. Reported. Smith said she had suspected him earlier in the day on June 2nd of putting poison on her chicken wings.
Okay. Of course she's irrational. Of course there's no logical. But if we're using logic, right?
Right.
Because whatever. Wouldn't she think she, like, if it's earlier in the day and she's not dead, wouldn't she be like, okay, it's probably not poison? Like,
yeah, she waited till 4 a.m. She says around 4 a.m. the next day, she filled a cup with lighter fluid, poured it on his head, and used a lighter to ignite it.
What if it was one of those click lighters?
Yeah,
like the grill. That. Yeah,
right? Like the real long one.
Yeah, she's squeezing the trigger. And he's like, what is that sound?
Yeah.
She could use that Axe body spray. You remember when kids were doing that? They'd light their hand on fire with their spray.
This can't be the only. Yeah, exactly. WTF. This can't be the only situation that got her to this point.
No. And this is my thing. If she was planning this, she's lit somebody on fire before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, or maybe she's just a pyromaniac. She lights everything on fire. She gets angry. She lights a bush on fire. She trips over a log. You know,
maybe, I don't know. Maybe you should save a chicken wing and get it tested. Maybe you should
get some evidence, do some detective work.
Yeah. I mean, lighting your husband's head on fire, literally. I don't think that's the answer.
I'm telling you, if I lasted until 4 a.m., okay, and see, what's worse
that's
is
what
that's
I'm saying.
Premeditated.
Yeah.
She sat there until 4 a.m. She was like, I knew those honey barbecue wings were bad. Like,
I wonder what the symptoms were that she thought she was poisoned.
I'm telling you, it had to be like a taste thing. And she probably just ate an undercooked wing.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know.
Well, maybe they made them. Who knows, right? There's not enough details in the story. Her. Maybe he did poison
maybe
her.
Maybe he just bought bad poison.
Mm. Emergency responders arrived at the home and rushed the man to the hospital with severe burns to the chest, head, ears, hands, neck, and face. And that's not funny.
No,
it's kind of sad. I mean, he could be, yeah, I mean, he could be disfigured. Pot, right?
You can't do that on this show. We can't take it too. That's not funny. I was already laughing. That's embarrassing. Call me out. I'm in the middle of laughing. That's not funny at all.
Well, I mean, after I read that, I, you know,
it's like, there's nothing funny about that man's face.
No, like severe burns, like on his entire head.
No, it's just funny because, damn, dude, over some chicken wings. Like,
I know.
God, I hope he gets a divorce. He better get damn more than a divorce or a restraining order, right? A new poison guy. Like,
is there any good puns? Is there any good jokes in this?
Oh, I'm sure.
Come on.
Right? When the chicken wings smoked.
Badum.
See bam, that? Yeah. See, let it land.
Yeah.
Proud of myself for that one.
Let's see. While he was recovering, the husband told authorities that Smith had been acting strangely for the last 3 or 4 months. See that?
Oh.
He said the pair had gotten into a fight one night and that she set him on fire because he told Smith he had planned on leaving her and moving out of their home. You see?
Multiple fire instances.
That's right. She set me on fire before.
And you didn't think it would go further?
How would you sleep in that house?
I'm not
sleeping. How are you falling asleep?
That's so funny.
Next I thought
the same thing. I'm not going to bed.
Yeah.
Especially if she... Here's my thing. Anytime she gets angry.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She has a temper problem.
Yeah, understatement, right? But, like, think about that. If she thought he was poisoned, I guarantee she's not one to keep quiet until 4 a.m. about it.
Do you think she's paranoid? Do you think she's got some mental issues?
A skosh. Just a skosh. Oh,
my goodness.
Because, like, oh, man, I couldn't imagine that conversation. She, like, bites into it. I'm telling you, and it's some obscure, like, this is, you know, habanero mango or something, right? And she's like, this is bad, you poison me. And then at that point I'm not going to sleep. So
yeah, exactly right. Yeah, you gotta sleep with one eye open,
right? After the first burning though, I might be gone.
Yeah.
I don't know,
that was his fault for sticking around.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm around for that.
Smith was arrested on charges of arson, recklessly endangering safety, and causing mayhem. I didn't even know that was a thing. Wow.
We should be arrested for causing mayhem here on the Pops and Low Radio Show.
That's right. She's set to appear in court on Wednesday.
The judge, what the hell? How do you even address that?
Unbelievable.
Explain to me what it was about the wings.
I mean, how do you live in a like in a marriage and like knowing that at any point in
you
time,
could get burned?
Your wife might light you on fire.
Because again, it was an offense that happened more than once. And how did she do it the previous time?
I don't know.
Right? Was it just like your hand was on the table? She just so happened to have lighter fluid, dumped it, and then threw like
a lot of left out details.
A lot of variables. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if she dumped it on his head and then threw a match, she's kind of a badass. Like, that's real scary. That's the click lighter kind of makes it funny
well,
for
me. Well, she filled it with a cup, you know? I mean, so that thing poured out fast. That's, so she probably, what I'm thinking is. Boom. She's got the lighter click. Going. It's going.
That click lighter killing me.
Yeah, she's got the lighter going, and it's all like one motion. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I'm dumping and I'm lighting. Dumping.
Yeah,
I'm dumping and I'm lighting.
It's exactly, Mickey. What dumbass stays with a person that has previously set them on fire?
Thank you.
You know, obviously, there's people that are in abusive relationships, and they stick around, and obviously they shouldn't. Now, there's obviously factors to that.
Yeah.
And... obviously, there was something that was initially like, attracted with this.
Maybe. That should be the line, though. If you light me on fire, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have their line.
Okay, so you know? Line is, okay, you can light my possessions on fire, but once it's me.
Yeah, you light me on fire one time. That's it.
You can light on a pair of pants that I have in the drawer.
This is consider this the warning. If you light me on fire, I'm out.
That's it.
I'm leaving.
And here's my thing.
I'm not coming back.
With as much pyro work as she's done, Does she have her own custom Zippo? Does she have, you know what I mean?
She like, shouldn't be trusted with a Zippo.
Right. She can't be carrying it around. Some people can't have guns on them.
If you light anybody on fire.
Automatically, no fire for you. No you matches. Shouldn't
be, yeah.
You got to be on a list. That's a no fire list, right?
Right, exactly right.
No campfires and no fire for whatever her name is.
I don't understand that. I don't. I don't know why he would stick around. Because to me, there are things that occurred in that relationship that would have already been my line. That's sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is not the epitome of the abuse in that
relationship. No, this guy has, I don't know.
I promise you.
An extended goalpost.
Yeah. They put hands on each other. There's some reason. Whoa, that was a loud noise. That's funny. That is just funny. Over chicken wings.
That's exactly right. So, so there's a bit of a theme to today's show.
There's a
fact. Let's see. I may have. I don't want to miss some branding. I got some branding.
Branding.
There we go.
Oh, geez.
Later in the show, we're going to do a little head socket. Maybe we'll end the show with a little head socket, his new hit.
Oh, beauty.
Yeah. His new hit's called Calm Down.
Calm Down.
So
that lady needed to calm down.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's right.
Should have listened to some good music.
Well, story number two.
Numero deuce.
McDonald's customer threatened to execute everyone because he couldn't get a Happy Meal.
Oh.
Everybody at the McDonald's. He threatened everybody at the McDonald's because he couldn't get a Happy Meal.
You, what's your name? I'm going to execute you. You, what's your name? I'm going to execute you. You.
Looks like a classy guy.
He looks like he's attempted to execute someone. He also looks like the type of person that carries around, like, you know, he goes and collects, like, swords, you know, or something like that. Because you don't say you're going to execute someone with a gun. You say, I'm going to shoot you. Or, you know, I'm going to shoot you in your freaking face. Or something dramatic like that. You only say execute if you're like going to put him in a guillotine or something.
If your life is such that you feel like murder is the necessary outcome for not being able to get a Happy Meal.
Not very happy. The joy in the Happy Meal, you know?
Yeah, you got a few issues. Katie Nussbaum says he looks like he needs a Happy Meal to turn that frown upside down. You think he, I don't know. He's got to collect the toys.
He needs what I need. Rogaine.
What's the difference really? Between just ordering yourself a cheeseburger and a small fry. You get the box with the puzzles on the outside. Get a toy. It's all about the toy.
And you can buy the toy separately. I've had to do it for my son before. That's happens.
Exactly right.
If they give you the girl toy, right? And you want the boy toy or whatever it is.
Oh, boy toy.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoops.
We're talking Happy Meals here, Pops. Keeping on the path. Yeah, that guy looked like he lost a fight with a lawnmower right in the front of his head.
He didn't look happy, but so nothing makes a Happy Meal less happy than getting arrested. A man in Virginia allegedly threatened to execute everyone at McDonald's because he was unable to get a Happy Meal. The suspect is also believed to have threatened several other people in the area before authorities could detain him.
I'm going in here to get a Happy Meal. I don't think I'm going to get it. I'm going to execute you. Yeah, buddy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you shouldn't use the term execute in public, you know?
Yeah, it's not like the toys are so lame anyways. They're less than dollar store quality.
They used to be better when we were younger. Just like the Happy Jack.
Yeah.
Or the popcorn thing? The
Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah, they used to have good stuff in there. Yeah, you were hyped for them.
We used to get a little magnifying lens. I almost burnt the woods down with the magnifying lens that I got in my Cracker Jack.
He said he looks like he's a follower of serial killer. I think
he does look like a serial killer.
Yeah,
honestly. I mean, let's bring him up again. Come on.
Dun.
This guy probably has 14 women buried in his basement.
I'm trying to see what his shirt says or if that's just like some fancy tie.
I think it says Jesus.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs Jesus.
Oh my goodness. More so than just on his shirt.
Oh my Lord. Get it?
Lord. Oh my Jesus. Goodness. You need it. The incident, moving on, the incident occurred at McDonald's in Stafford County last week, according to the post on Facebook by the Stafford County Sheriff. According to the police department statement, the suspect has been identified as James Springer, a 36-year-old from Stafford. Isn't that interesting?
Sir James Springer, I shall execute you.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Well, apparently Springer was working as a DoorDash driver. Low. How about that?
Okay, so let me
How about that?
Now I know for a fact he's not a serial killer, because let me tell you, that is a frustrating ass job.
Well, look, okay, he did it because the background checks are real easy. Yeah, he didn't have Jesus that day. You're exactly right. Because
what happens is he went in and he probably stood in line at that McDonald's for an hour and a half for a freaking $3 ride from McDonald's. I promise you, because I did it today, and they probably got pissed. It was like, if you don't get my damn DoorDash,
you're pretty close. I'm
going to execute you.
Well, apparently, he was a DoorDash driver at the time, and it arrived at McDonald's just before 10 o'clock in the morning. So he's picking food up at McDonald's.
Right.
According to reports, he became agitated when he was told it was too early to get a Happy Meal. Too early to get a Happy Meal. So he's there picking up some food for the old job. He wanted to get himself a Happy Meal.
No. He wanted to get his order, which was a Happy Meal. This is what I bet happened. Okay, they tell you on the DoorDash thingy, right, on here, they tell you what you're picking up. He probably was like, hey, I have an order for a Happy Meal. They're like,
oh, I don't think they could order a Happy Meal if it's not ready.
Yeah, the DoorDash don't care about that. They're going to send you in for a freaking box of pencils at McDonald's if that's what the thing calls for. And that's the thing is, he probably went in. They were like, you can't do that. He was probably like, well, it says right here that you can. And they were probably like, no. And he was probably like, well, executed.
Executed. Well, here's what happened. Witnesses reportedly stated that Springer, before leaving the restaurant, Springer said that he would come back and execute everybody. The McDonald's workers contacted the police at this point. Well, that was smart. I mean, that's a good call.
That's true.
You know,
you never know in today's climate.
You know, with the manager there, he's thinking, well, you know, the guy wanted a Happy Meal. We couldn't get him a Happy Meal. It was too early. Now he wants to kill everybody. I wonder if we ought to call the police.
You know what? Maybe he should have just boxed it up in the box and
see that you people that want to defund the police. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, these people that
you got the Happy Meal killer.
Maybe this is why the McDonald's workers want 15 an hour. You feel me?
Well, they can't get an order right to save their lives.
Well, if they just give them his damn Happy Meal.
Well, it was before time. There will be no Happy Meal before it's time.
Angry conservative wants to know, where was this again? I believe Virginia.
Yeah, let's say a man of Virginia. That's exactly right. That's in Stafford County, Virginia.
And he's probably going to bring back a samurai sword.
Yeah, well, well, according to the sheriff's post on Facebook, deputies were working to identify the suspect when a brandishing call was dispatched to Stafford's marketplace. The victim reported the driver of a white Toyota Yaris. See, there you go.
Ah, he's whipping a little itty bitty Yaris.
He's whipping out the Yaris.
And I promise you, in the back is a samurai sword. He collects them.
Well, no, he pointed a handgun
at
her and her passengers while passing through the merge area at a Garrisonville road at I-95. So the guy,
yeah, get busted, fool, in my Yaris. You feel me?
This guy's
pop a cap in your ass.
This guy passed the background check.
Oh, there is no background check. They just, you got accepted today. You may start. I bet. Sick, bro.
That's pretty scary.
And these are the people that are hand delivering you food.
Speaking of poisoning your chicken wings.
Right.
The post continued to explain that while the officer was searching for the suspect, another report came in of an unprovoked threat involving a gun. As the search for the suspect continued, the Acquia McDonald's called to report the irate DoorDash driver had returned, the post states. Deputy S.M. Eastman arrived. Oh, Eastman. It's a Clint Eastman.
The knockoff, right?
Yeah, Deputy S.M. Eastman arrived and took the suspect into custody without incident. See that? He was calm.
He's like, I left the gun in the Yaris, so yeah, I'll just go in willingly.
I wonder if he was going to hide the gun in the Happy Meal.
Oh,
see what I'm saying?
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Right under the four-piece nugget, you know?
Right? Yeah, and the apples.
Right.
And whoever did this whole apple thing for kids, okay? Listen, you're giving them a really poorly made cheeseburger. You're firing them up with a Coke.
Hey, look.
And you're worried about the fries? Seriously.
Oh, they give them the fries. So this is what happens. Okay.
Oh, you get the fries and the apples?
You get a four-piece.
I thought it was one or the other.
You get a side of apples. You get a very, very small fry. It's like this wide, literally. Has like six fries in it. And then the toy.
Ah.
And then, you know, whatever your drink of choice is.
Well, it was learned that the suspect had used abusive and threatening language towards a customer during his visit. Yeah, no kidding. The guy wants to kill everybody.
I wonder what bumper stickers are on the Yaris for him. He's got to have something, right?
Yeah.
It's probably one of those with like a pentagram or something.
No, it's probably that stupid one. The coexist. Yeah, can't we all just coexist while I murder you?
He's like, yeah, you see me. The Yaris is so small. It's like smart car small. That thing is tiny. And he's out there acting hard.
Did that? I know.
People are something else, man.
I wonder if he bought it new.
Probably not. Probably Craigslisted it.
He picked it up at a buy here, pay here.
Right. And that's probably why he's pissed off. He's door dashing to pay off the Yaris payment. And he can't afford the 26% interest.
You know, I don't know if it's just me, but I'm getting old and sitting in these chairs, man. Takes a toll.
I'm telling you.
Takes a toll.
I'm telling you.
Well,
what do we got?
We got an Alabama man. He hits fame. He gets famous, this Alabama guy.
Famous.
Famous with a bizarre perp walk. In fact, that's the name of the show. We titled the show The Perp Walk after this gentleman.
Did we?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, I don't know. You don't pay attention to that stuff. But let's see. Yep. And we'll roll the video in just a minute. But an Alabama man accused of stealing a car got his 15 minutes of fame when the video of his perp walk went viral. Jeffrey McCants also admitted to swiping a Pritchard Fire Department vehicle as police led him to a waiting SUV in handcuffs. The video by WALA shows it all. Yeah, so check this out. This is our perp walk for today.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey McCants. I'm running for mayor of Mobile, Alabama, baby. Hey, I ain't sending my makeup. I'm still gonna run. I'm running for the mayor, I promise.
Why did you take the vehicle?
Man, if I had a woman like you, I wouldn't even take her.
Come on, Jeff.
But I took it because God told me to. And guess what? God helped me do everything. I steal everything, man. I stole your heart, baby.
Come on, Jeff. Let's get in, buddy.
Tell us all though, man. I had to do it because God helped me do everything. Good and bad, man. He helped me to get away from the police. But not this time.
Yeah, you're going to that time. Why'd y'all sell the car, man? Did you take it?
No, I did it, man. He ain't do shit.
You have anything?
I did everything. Step up in the car. Step up in. I did everything. Hey, look, when I get out, I'm going to steal a police car. I am. He ain't
do that. I ain't going to let you. That was incredible.
That was fantastic.
There was so many elements to that. First, you said he stole a fire department vehicle?
Yeah, that's right.
That's incredible. Because, like, that's some real-life Grand Theft Auto. Like, wow. Second off, I'm going to run for mayor. I may not make it, but I'm damn sure going to run.
The best part is when he was hitting on the chick.
Yeah, he hit on her. He's like, I wouldn't have stolen if I had a girl like you. Yeah. Right? And then he comes back. He said, I'll steal everything. So I'll steal your heart if you don't watch out.
That's right.
Oh, my.
I'm going to steal a police car when I get out. Hey, look, Pezzi's in the room. How about that? Oh,
Pezzi. He got my. You know what's great? The best part for me was when they showed the partner in the crime, right? The guy who's also being walked out that you didn't even know was there because his buddy was going crazy. And that's great. You know why? Because I want to be that guy. If I'm in that situation, I want to be that guy. He's taking everything. He's like, yeah, I want all the charges. He didn't do shit. It was me. Yeah, I'm going to run for mayor after I get out. And then I'm going to steal a police car. I'm like, I'm innocent. I didn't do a thing.
And I do it all for God.
He held a good and bad. Yeah, he held a gun to my head. He'd have been like, hell yeah, I held a gun to his head. Like, he would have taken everything. I'm lying my ass off. I'm done.
He says, hello, my name is Jeffrey McCants. I'm running for mayor of Mobile, Alabama, baby. That's pretty nice. One reporter asked McCants why he stole the vehicle, prompting him to try to woo the woman. Ma'am, he says, if I had a woman like you, I wouldn't need to, he answers.
Hey,
But it, but
she
I
was
took
cool though. She didn't even say anything. No, she could have fired back at him real quick, but she didn't even say anything. That's probably the best move in that situation.
Yeah, no, she kept totally professional. So you got to hand it to her. Those, like the local reporters, you know, just like I think angry conservatives said, he said he saw it on the local news.
Yeah.
The local reporters are way better.
Oh, yeah, because they have to. They're at the bottom, you know?
They're dealing with people like this guy.
Man, that's all the time. Wild.
Yeah. In surveillance footage released by cops, a man that appears to be McCantis takes a 2009 Crown Victoria from the station. McCants, who is facing charges of first-degree theft and burglary, had a previous conviction for Grand Theft Auto.
This is what he does.
That's right.
That's fantastic. Yeah, he's just one of those master manipulators. That's what it is. He's one of those guys that just, he sweet-talks his way through everything. He gets away with, you know, he doesn't really get away, but like, you know what I mean? That's his personality. That's funny.
Well, angry conservatives got a good question. Did he steal your heart, Katie?
Hey, you know what?
Well, you know, I mean, come on.
He was endearing. He stole Pezzi's vote.
He was.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, he got Pezzi's vote. So, I mean, shoot.
Hey, you know, I mean, why not? Why not vote for the guy? He's got to be as good, if not better, than what's down there now.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, who even knows who the mayor is of Mobile, Alabama, but it should be that guy.
That's exactly right. Well, it is half past the bottom of the hour here. Half past the bottom of the hour. I do want to talk about Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags. You can find them on Amazon. You get free shipping over there. They smell like lemons. They're biodegradable. They have extra long handles.
Extra
long handles. And they're extra deep, so they can handle the, you know, the biggest of loads or the smallest of loads.
Holy shit.
What happened?
Move past it. No, keep going.
What happened?
Nothing.
What do we got here?
No, you keep rolling.
Oh, why? What happened?
No, just roll, Pa. You just keep going. We'll go back to it.
Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags. You can get them on Amazon right now. Free shipping. I think you get a 2 month supply. 120 bags. You can also get the little container you put them in.
So there you go. Container.
Very charismatic. He knows what he wants. Joseph says, I don't know what I missed anyway, but,
no, he was referencing the prior thing.
Oh
yeah. He's referencing the guy. Gotcha. Yeah. You didn't miss anything.
He needs to quit his day job of being a theft. Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, hey, if he cleaned himself up, you know what I mean? Cleaned up the act.
Hey, look,
politics, right?
That's right. But don't forget about the Tiger King. Joe Exotic.
There you go.
He got 20% of the vote down in Oklahoma.
Perfect example. If he can get 20%, that guy can get 20%.
That's what I'm talking about. This, you know, why not? Why not put him in?
Shoot for it, man.
I say go for it. You know, reach for the sky.
Right.
Don't let people tell you you can't get something done. They're just people are going to tell you no all the time. People are they're never going to believe in you.
That's your whole life.
You know what I'm saying? They're always going to. Yeah, there's doubters everywhere. Doubters, doubters, doubters.
Bunch of damn haters.
Bunch of haters. So listen, if that guy's listening, which he's not, but he'll never know about
he's
this
locked
show.
Up.
Yeah, he'll never know about this show. Yeah. But if he was listening, I would say go for it.
Run it.
I support you.
Yeah, I'll say. I mean,
in fact,
if I had a vote in Mobile, Alabama. You got me,
you know,
bro.
Depending on his politics, I'll even help him run his campaign.
Bam.
I'll be the campaign manager.
You heard it here first.
That's right.
We need to get with that guy's manager. He probably doesn't have one, but maybe his parole officer, you know, whoever.
That's exactly right. Well, we had a man stuck inside a giant fan in California.
A man in a fan?
A man in a fan, a giant fan. Not a giant man, but a giant fan.
Not a giant man in a giant fan.
That's right.
A regular size man in a giant fan.
So here he is. He climbed into the fan. We're going to get into the explanation of why. But this is him here with his leg dangling out of the. I guess that's how he climbed in. I don't know. But he got stuck in the tube and he was in there for 2 days.
Oh, no. Nah.
See what I'm saying? I'm losing it. Nah. I'm going a little bit crazy if that happens.
A little bit crazy? Yeah. I'm screaming, yelling, cussing. Yeah.
I am claustrophobic. If I have one fear, it is claustrophobia.
Yeah, that condensed
I can't handle.
You're stuck. Like, it's one thing being in a condensed space and even having a little room. That, man, I could not. Oh, yeah.
Going back to the old story, angry conservative says the previous story says, I think he'd be a better president than what we have right now.
Definitely more outspoken. Definitely more charismatic.
That's right.
That's funny.
He wouldn't need to be maybe he would be. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you
That's
never
so
know.
Funny.
Yeah.
That guy's hilarious. I could you imagine being stuck. First off, yeah, I want you to read the story because I need to know why and how.
Well, he threw caution to the wind. See that? Because he's in a fan.
A fan.
He's in a fan.
I get it.
A California man climbed into a large fan at a vineyard and remained stuck for 2 days until authorities found him there with a bunch of meth.
Damn it, man. I was going to hide my meth in the fan. Got stuck.
Why?
Oh, man.
Why did he climb in there?
That's why at a vineyard?
Ugh.
Like, why is a meth addict at a vineyard? I don't understand. Oh, I also enjoy fine wine. Like, you know what tastes better than meth? Fine wine. That's about it.
Why would you climb like that? That freaks me out to think about being stuck in that tube. Like, I can't get past it.
I wonder if he was running from the cops and then got stuck.
No, but they would know.
No, for sure. But like
2 days?
That's fair. But like, how do you find someone?
I have so many jokes for that one. Please. Agri conservative, please tell us your jokes because we are not funny.
We've been struggling today.
We are not.
I noticed it.
If anybody can add any humor to the show,
anything,
you're way more.
We
than
might welcome. Hire you. The pay is nothing.
Yeah.
It's
a losing proposition. Yeah. Actually.
Oof, man. Right now, you know what? We can only go up.
Well, that's exactly right. See, that's a good point. That's being positive.
Positivity.
The 38-year-old was discovered Tuesday by a deputy responding to a call about a suspicious vehicle parked near the Santa Rosa Winery, the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said. After spotting a hat on a piece of farming equipment, the deputy looked inside and found the man wedged inside.
Okay, so obviously this is a fan that's not regularly in use, which is good. But like, God. And what was the, so this is why I need to know, like, why did he do it?
Maybe we'll get to that part.
Okay. That's what I need to know. At least you have it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't read like the whole story. I just read the headlines.
He was trying to fly while he was high, said angry conservative. Interesting. He's like,
flying high again.
Right.
By Ozzy Osbourne.
Ah,
there you go. That's a good old classic.
Crazy train. Thing. Literally.
Let's see. Yeah. So asked why he decided to go into the shaft of a vineyard fan, the man quote, indicated he'd like to take pictures of the engines of old farm equipment.
And it was worth 2 days of your life.
I like to take pictures of old farm equipment
from the inside.
Oh, and by the way, I'm a meth head.
Oh, yeah. And all that meth on the ground. Not mine. It was the other meth head that was here before me.
Who? That's a pretty specific niche.
A meth head that also enjoys farm equipment and fine wine. Like,
but authorities noted that the farm equipment wasn't antique. Well, of course it wasn't. And that man, quote, had far more methamphetamine than camera equipment.
Right. He's like, yeah, I take it on my phone.
You know, the sad thing is, here's the sad thing. He probably was. Or he did enjoy taking pictures of farm equipment, and then he got hooked.
And then, you know what?
You know, and then his addiction got the better of him.
The sweet, sweet meth.
Yeah.
I just.
Oh, and kids, if you're listening or watching, meth is Satan's drug. Don't do it.
All drugs are Satan's drug.
Well,
Pop, we're not gonna eliminate meth. Don't do any of it.
Yeah, don't do any of it. But meth is really, really bad. Okay. I mean,
you know, heroin.
Really bad.
It's all bad. Just don't do it.
All right. Well, the motivation to climb into the fan shaft remains a total mystery, the sheriff said. The man required medical treatment, but is expected to recover. He will be charged with trespassing and drug possession, as well as violations of a probation case.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Quote, lucky for this guy, the citizen called in to report his vehicle. Otherwise, this story ends up with a far more tragic outcome. Yeah, no question about it. Instead, he should make a full recovery and hopefully be wiser for the experience.
I couldn't be calm through that. It makes sense why he was calm.
Oops.
Or calmer. You know what I mean? But if I got stuck in something like that, I'd be screaming.
Oh, man.
Hollering. Every ounce of me, I'd be fighting, clawing. I probably would have hurt myself trying to get out. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, terrifying. Man. Show the fan again.
The fan one more time.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. That's his leg sticking out. So, yeah.
So he must have climbed like real tall.
Yeah, he must have climbed in there, and that's a picture from above there.
I wonder if there's any like copper.
Could you imagine standing there
and you're stuck
standing there like, for 2 days
like this?
Yeah, you can't even put your arms down,
dude. You're not taking a leak.
I can't. I'm gonna have a nightmare about this story.
Gosh,
man. Yeah, I'm gonna have nightmares because I've had nightmares where I'm stuck in stuff like that. When I was a little kid, my brother rolled me up on a carpet. He rolled me up in a carpet, and I'm gonna freaked out. This
with Uncle Dave.
I freaked out.
I'm sure. Yeah, because it's not fun, man.
All right. I like it. Let's get off of that one. It's I'm going to have bad dreams. Here we've got a list, and this is where we're going to get some audience participation here tonight. We need audience participation.
Come on, all four of yous.
Because let me tell you something. Okay. This was a great idea that this woman wrote this article, but terrible execution.
Okay, poor execution.
All right.
And we know all about execution from story number one.
Well, different types of execution. Right. Oh, I gotta get a more comfortable seat.
Dude, I'm telling you, them other chairs, it's a game changer.
Well, the weirdest things you can do this summer.
Weirdest things it's like an article.
It's an article, yes. These are the weirdest things you can do this summer. Now, like I said,
get stuck in a fan on a vineyard.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't on the list, but
light your partner's face on fire for thinking you were poisoned by wings.
Three, threatened to assassinate everyone in a McDonald's.
At a McDonald's over a Happy Meal.
These are the weirdest things you can do this summer.
All right.
So if anybody has any, would like to add to it, what are some of the weirdest things that you could do this summer? Number one is, listen how weak. Okay. And I'm almost embarrassed. I almost didn't want to do this story.
All right. Hit me.
The weirdest things you can do this summer, crash a wedding.
That's boring.
Yeah, just like the
weirdest
movie.
Thing I could do this summer is stand on my head while eating a pickle and wearing footsie pajamas. Like, you could go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just crashing a wedding.
Now, see, after I read this list, I'm like, okay, the woman that wrote this, because it had the lady's name on it, she had to be like, I don't know, 90 years old and Amish.
Right. Yeah. Never been outside. Right. Right. Yeah. Restricted inside. No,
she's
a
young person. She's probably your age.
Stuck in a fan her entire life. Cause this is, that's terrible. Crashing a wedding.
Yeah. Listen to this. And she really gets crazy. She says, yep. Just like the movie. Not just like the movie, but kind of, she says, dress crazy and walk into and stay at a stranger's wedding, dance, eat, drink, hell, chat it up with a couple. It'll be a lot of fun. And honestly, what's the worst that can happen? Either you have a great time or you get kicked out and you have a great story or you get arrested.
She must never have been to a wedding either. Cause I promise you, let's say hypothetical scenario. I'm the groom. I'm trash. It's my wedding night. I find out you crash it. Me and my friends are beating your ass. Now that makes it weird, right? Crash a wedding naked. Different title completely.
You're definitely getting arrested.
And then it's nothing like the movie. You would be correct. You're getting arrested. It is odd. Agreed.
There you go. And Pezzi says, that's real nice. Crash a wedding that some people had to postpone for a year because of COVID. That's exactly right.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's getting their ass beat. That's not the worst thing that can happen is I get kicked out. No.
I just want to know if this lady's like chuckling to herself as she's writing this article. Like she's so.
What?
Crash a wedding. Whatever. Who would ever do such a thing? That's the weirdest thing you could do this summer.
I couldn't think anything weirder.
Listen to number two.
Hit me.
Make tie-dye shirts.
Oh, it's one of these lists. We got to start. You know what? This is a good idea, Pop. We should start finding bad articles
like this.
That's
not even weird to make a tie-dye shirt.
No, that's
pretty. It's not a weird thing at all.
I know most people. I know like three or four people that have clothing brands, and they do that regularly for the clothing brand.
Yeah, and she talked. I mean, the 90s are coming back, honey. Tie-dyed shirts were out in the 60s.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, that's why this. That when I read that
came from the 90s.
It wasn't the 90s. Okay, like
she hasn't been outside,
and maybe they were before the 60s. I don't know, but I remember all the hippies that were dropping the acid over at Woodstock. They were all wearing their tie-dyed shirts.
Katie, we do need to make our own list, and that's what we're doing right now. If you got something to add to the list. Give it out. What's the weirdest thing that you can come do this summer? Go.
Crash a wedding and make tie-dye shirts.
Oy, yeah, this is crazy.
Now listen to the third one. Okay.
Hit me.
Make fresh lemonade. I couldn't write a dumber, more boring list if I tried.
That is the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life. Am I six? No.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, the oddest thing I could do. What is the title again? Let me.
The weirdest
thing. The weirdest thing is make freaking lemonade?
She says, this isn't the weirdest thing per se, but it does take some work. Buy a bunch of lemons and squeeze them. She's actually.
That's how I make lemonade. No shit.
Or use a juicer of some sort. Listen.
Wow. Cool. A juicer?
This person.
That's too much. Party animal. Yeah. I don't think she's been to a party other than like.
Yeah.
The Chamber of Commerce mixer. Like, this is really cringy.
I'm telling you, I think she's got to be part of like some religious cult.
Something like,
you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, she's as Amish gets.
Or maybe like the people up in Colorado City up there.
Oh man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, with the cameras on every street corner.
Yeah.
Not
with Warren Jeffs.
She would have to be, because to her, that would be the wildest and craziest thing she's ever experienced in her life.
Making fresh lemonade.
By hand?
She a preschool teacher. God, I hope not.
Oh, God.
Because she shouldn't be around kids.
Yeah. Then again, well, if she is, that would make sense for the list.
Yeah, that's true. Listen to number four. Spend the day for free.
Huh?
Literally, don't spend a penny. Play board games.
That's.
Watch the birds. Take a walk. Read a book.
How do you watch think I a pay movie? My bills?
Do yoga on a towel or the carpet. Read the newspaper.
Katie got a great comment. You would really put it over the top if you sold the lemonade while wearing a tie-dye shirt. That's right.
While you're crashing a wedding.
Right. While you're crashing a wedding, you show up in a tie-dye shirt with some lemonade that you've made yourself. Dear God.
Yeah. Spend the day for free.
Could you imagine? Like,
that is
I do that all the time. That is life. That is spend the day for free. I pray to God that's how every day goes for me.
The next one's a bit of a, it's got a category and then subcategories. Oh. I mean, she's really going crazy here. Because I wanted
more from her.
She's really going on a limb. Do these random things for a day. Take a picture of something random.
You know what? No, we're going to live out the list here. Just took a picture. Whoa!
Like a camera that doesn't work anymore.
What? Like?
Take a picture of something random, like a camera that doesn't work anymore.
You want me to take a picture of a camera?
Take a picture of a payphone booth. Or an old radio.
I have Google.
What's a radio? Like a tire?
Yeah, no, radio's the sun thing.
Oh, cord phone. Oh.
Oh, radio phone.
A radio phone. Listen to this. Stare at someone to see if they turn around because they have the someone's watching me feeling.
Okay, now it's getting stalkery. Now it's, I'm going to go crash my ex's wedding and stare at him while wearing a tie-dye shirt and drinking lemonade. And hopefully he turns around.
While a song is playing, poke someone or something to the beat of the song.
What? This is getting weird.
You can't be any like.
This is getting weird.
Draw pictures in the dark to see what they look like.
Ew.
Write without looking and see how you do. Is this geared towards like somebody? Is this geared towards a kid?
This is
like a child?
No, this is a breakup thing. This is like a, she's going through it and she can't get her ex out of her face. And she's trying to, this is like a list of things that she's done to try to get over it. And now she's like writing his face in the dark and staring at him from a distance because she's stalking him and crashing his wedding. This is, I'm telling you, there's something deeper going on here.
Well, listen to this. Put ingredients you have in the pantry into a recipe generator and make something with what you have. This is how she finishes this. These are the weirdest things to do for sure, and the funnest too.
You couldn't pay me to do most of those for a day or even 5 minutes.
I can't stand this lady.
Oh, she makes me want to punch things. That's. You have to.
No.
I can't even explain it. Like that. She can't be serious.
She goes on to say.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, there's more. That was the first
shit.
First of the list. We're on the second page here. She says, listen up. This is a random and weird and could be done endlessly, so you should try it out. Listen to two songs at the same time and see what it sounds like.
That would give me a raging headache. Why would is you what do? That would do.
Why would you?
It's not that? Like she was like, go listen to a song backwards and see if you hear anything like that. What? She's like, let's just make a lot of noise and see if you what. Why?
Can you imagine rap and K-pop at the same time? I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine.
She's right. But I wouldn't want to. You know, do you know what K-pop is?
Or yeah, it's that Korean
pop. Oh man, yeah. It is loud.
Yeah.
It is poppy.
Our hair or hair bands and Christian at the same time. This is for sure one of the weirdest things to do.
There it is. She's some like super like
she's eccentric
Christian that's like the world's going to burn if you like oh my Lord.
She makes her own clothes. I guarantee it. And she makes she's probably got 18 kids.
They got goats and chickens out back. It's
She has 10 husbands.
Her dress is she's down one to of the, yeah, to the ankles. Yeah. Like it's the whole thing.
She's married to her brother.
Right.
Okay.
And brother. He's got 10, and he's married to his cousin and their cousin. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's at home making her own clothes and daydreaming about tie-dye. And
this is her rebellion.
Right.
Is writing this article. Right.
Find out the truth or Amazon's truth, as it were. Order two things from Amazon and see which one comes first.
Why? Are they things that you need?
She says, do you know where I'm going with this? No, I have no idea. Order an egg and a chicken from Amazon and see which one comes first.
No one would have thought about the chicken and the egg thing and that the way that you phrased that. Like, do you know where I'm going with this? Where did you find this? This is upsetting.
I don't know.
Did you like stumble across
my
personal blog? Like,
no, I have an app.
You have an app for this?
For odd news.
Okay. Thank God. Cause this is,
I just let the cat out of the bag, but anyway, yeah. Oh God. It's paining me. Answer this way with a question. That's right. For every question someone asks you for the rest of the day, answer with a question.
Why? There you go.
There you go.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Like, why not?
Because why?
Why not?
This is gonna make me want to fight people. Like,
moving
if somebody,
on.
If somebody did that to me all day, I would legitimately get upset. Like,
there's no question about it.
Here's a statement. Stop.
She really goes off the rails with this one. Count squirrels. Whether you go to the park, look out the window, take a walk, or turn on Discovery Channel, find a way to count squirrels and do it. Not the weirdest thing, but fun. And why the heck not?
That right there should tell you. She's obviously in some West Virginia hillbilly locked inside of a cabin, you know, thing.
This is the worst list
in ever. The history of lists.
No one could make a worse list.
Challenge for anyone out there. If you can make a worse list of fun things to do.
Oh my God. And she says, run. Yeah, just run. You know, like Forrest Gump, I guess.
No, that's her escape list. I'm telling you. That's her. She's locked in some basement somewhere. And he gives her 10 minutes of computer time.
Flowers in the Attic. You ever see that?
No.
Oh, you got to read that book.
Oh God.
See how far you can run before you have to stop. She says, that's like 10 feet for me. I can barely make it to the fridge.
If I lined up in a runner stance, I would stand up.
I'd blow a hammy. See how long you can walk.
Look, I upset someone. I upset angry conservative. I grew up near West Virginia, and lo, you are incorrect. I grew up near West Virginia as well. But,
well, you know, sort of.
I mean, what? We're hour and a half from, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the border. We're
look,
not, yeah.
Look,
you get deep
you can
enough.
You can be defend your friend all you want
oh,
to.
Oh, I'm
right?
not defending anybody.
Look,
I'm not,
yeah. West Virginia. I'll stop there. I'm not going to hurt nobody's feelings.
Well, let's see.
That's
running.
That's an escape note.
Running can let out stresses, emotions, and more, so go run. Now, this was the only part of the list that I actually enjoyed, this next one.
Oh, God.
Because I did read through the list.
Okay.
And like I said, I was ready to toss it out. And I'm like, well, this lady's got to be 95 years old.
She has to be. Because
but she's not. She's young. She's like your age.
Yeah,
like
I'm telling you. She grew up a very specific way.
The next one says, eat food and videotape yourself. And if that isn't weird enough, play it in reverse and see what it looks like.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't play it in reverse, but I did do this.
That didn't make you uncomfortable at all when you were doing it. Like, you're like, okay, I'm really eating in front of a camera. Like, that, I couldn't have got through it.
So I got to tell you, it wasn't weird, but it was kind of fun.
You, now we have to find a way to reverse it and go backward. Because that's just going to be, yeah, all right, well, that, all right. Yeah, you know what? I didn't expect it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I should have expected you to do it, but yeah, you know.
Let's see here. Let's
and the music made it good. You did good with the music.
Yeah, let's do it one more time here.
You picked a good speed. That's what it was. The speed was quality. Oh, God.
So I had fun with that. Now, the next one is watch cartoons. This is the weirdest thing that you can do this summer, literally, is watch cartoons. I just can't do it anymore.
Even as an adult.
I can't.
I have a child. We watch cartoons all the time.
You know, I would. Yeah.
That's a regular ass day. She just explained like a regular ass day.
You know, the sad thing is, if she was spending the night here tonight, I'd probably light her head on fire.
I'd poison her chicken wings. Yeah. Like, get out of my house.
Oh, let's see. Was that before or after the Rumble video? Ah, that's a guy.
Hey, catching him. Got him.
All right. Well, that was it for the day. That's all I had. Man, can you believe that?
We had riveting stuff. It was a quiet crowd today. You it's guys were warm, silent. It, yeah, it's
warm. Yeah, no. Yeah, even my relatives didn't show up to the show today. None of my relatives even made it.
Man, we had a lot of people miss out today.
Oh, speaking of relatives, though, I do want to play. I want to do end the show with my nephew. Okay, his name is I Am Head Socket.
His name is Ethan.
His name is Ethan, but he goes by I Am Head Socket, and he came out with a single. This is his second single.
Studio recorded.
Studio recording. Yeah, he actually went into the studio to record this. It's called Calm Down, and let's see. Let's well, we got you know her list skills. Sometimes maybe good. Sometimes maybe shit. I have that somewhere.
Somewhere in the list of things. Oh man. I just think about, I wonder how long that took her to write that list. She was probably sitting there like, all right, what's the craziest thing I could do today? Make lemonade. What?
Sometimes it may be good. Sometimes it may be shit.
That's it. Exactly right. I think most of it's shit though, Katie.
Her list is all shit.
Yeah.
Because even the eating one, if I'm doing a list of the craziest things I can do throughout the summer, that's not one of them.
No, exactly right. Exactly right.
Wow.
Do we want to watch my video of me eating one more time? All right. Well, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for the show, but we're going to end with I Am Head Socket. You can find it on iTunes. You can find his stuff on iTunes. I think you can find it just about anywhere that you can buy music.
Yeah. So iTunes, if you're already an Apple Music subscriber, Spotify, SoundCloud, the whole gamut.
That's exactly right. But thanks everybody for being part of the show. I want to thank Katie Nessbaum for being here. George Guzman, he just popped into the room. How you doing, George? I hope you're doing well. And by the way, he just traveled from Texas to Washington.
Wow.
I think he just arrived the other day. I think it was
a stretch.
Yeah, that is a stretch. So I don't know if he drove or flew or what, but yeah, that's a good haul. I want to thank George for being here, Katie for being here, Angry Conservative for being here. Thanks for being here, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for participating in the room tonight. We had Kyle Nessbaum was here earlier and other people. I don't know. I don't want to forget anybody, but if I do, Joseph I apologize. Pezzi. Oh, Pezzi was in the room. Mickey Kentucky was here. That's right. Anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and kick off the show end the show. Have a great night, guys. You too, Katie. And this is I Am Head Socket by, I'm sorry, this is Calm Down
by I Am Head Socket.
By I Am Head Socket.
Don't tell me to calm down. I'm about to lose my mind, gets bottled up inside. They try to tell me to calm down. Let's try to have a good time, really don't wanna fight. I try to tell the girl to calm down, calm down, calm down. But I know that ain't gonna happen till she figure it out. But she kept bringing him up and that just kept bringing me down. Like I don't wanna hear about all the other ones you found. She tried telling me to calm down, calm down, calm down. She said it ain't that serious, I swear he ain't been around. But what am I supposed to think when she been sneaking around? So right now I can't believe a single thing she talk about. Shorty a timeshare, got a sign there. Told me she born in 01. See her in the night air, she a nightmare. She don't like to have no fun. So since I had to catch a flight, I told her she ain't worth the backlash. Carrying our luggage, Louis Vuitton, Burberry backpacks. See, I got places to be, I can't wait on all her setbacks. Just wait till I turn 21, bro, I'll be screaming blackjack. Tell me to calm down. I'm about to lose my mind, gets bottled up inside. They try to tell me to calm down. Let's try to have a good time, really don't wanna fight. I try to tell the girl to calm down, calm down, calm down. But I know that ain't gonna happen till she figure it out. But she kept bringing him up and that just kept bringing me down. Like I don't wanna hear about all the other ones you found. She tried telling me to calm down, calm down, calm down. She said it ain't that serious, I swear he ain't been around. But what am I supposed to think when she been sneaking around? So right now I can't believe a single thing she talk about.